Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back at it here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs. They got a big one this weekend in New York against the Giants, and it is time to talk to our guy. Can you put the phone line on for me here? Our guy, Matt McMillan of the Chiefs.com. Matt McMullen. I don't say Matt McMillan. I'm thinking of our friend, what's his name, out in L.A., right? The Kansas Lottery, brought to you by Get in the Game with Chiefs Kingdom Scratch Tickets, only available from the Kansas Lottery. Top prize is $75,000 plus. Enter drawings for a chance to win Chiefs experiences. See kslottery.com. Matt McMullen of Chiefs.com is at West Point with Mitch Holtis. Is Mitch behaving first and foremost up there at West Point?
What's up, guys? I am looking at the most like beautiful view ever right now.
It is.
The Hudson River. It's like 70 degrees out here. I'm overlooking a big field where there's cadets marching. I mean, this is unbelievable. Mitch is like a little kid at Disneyland today. He's just beaming, but this has been super cool. He's been talking about doing this for months and months, and it's pretty cool that we're actually here.
Is it your first time up there?
Yeah, West Point. Yeah. It is, yeah. And, I mean, to come out here a few days early and to have this opportunity. I mean, so Mitch, you know Mitch. He's connected with everyone.
Yep.
We're getting like a first-class tour of this place, going places that normally people can't go. It's been incredible.
Yeah, there's nothing better for my money than a football game up there on a fall afternoon, man. You're getting the setting right now. Picture that stadium full on the Hudson River. It's just a beautiful, beautiful place. And so take advantage of every opportunity that you get to enjoy that, man. It really is truly special. Let's talk about the game. Big one, obviously, in New York. We're coordinating it a must-win game. What's your feel, Matt, going into this one?
Yeah, I feel good. Patrick Mahomes has never lost three games in a row, so I feel good about that. The resolve and the resiliency in the building all week has been phenomenal. And, you know, we've never started 0-2 before with Patrick Mahomes. We all know that. But this reminds me a lot of 2021 when we started 1-2 and then 3-4. But then no one really talks about that tough start because we won 12 games that year and hosted the AFC Championship game. We've also seen in recent years, in the middle of the season, this team show great resolve. Think about 2023. We were 9-6 at one point, losing tough games to the Bills, to the Packers, won the Super Bowl that year. So this team has great resolve. The leaders on this team have been through this kind of thing before, even if it's not exactly an 0-2 start. And everyone's focused on just getting a win here this weekend and getting back on track.
You said resolve in the building. I want you to elaborate more on that. What was it like inside the facility this week?
I would say focused. I think with a lot of teams that start 0-2, they might panic. They might be pointing fingers. But with the Chiefs, there's none of that. And that's one of the reasons the Chiefs have been so successful over the years, right, is when you go through these kind of flashpoints, like Mitch calls them, no one panics or points fingers at one another. It's all about how can we come together and be better because of this. And I do think that the Chiefs will be better in the long run because of this start. And I think about, you know, the chapters of the Chiefs dynasty over the years. Think about the things they've overcome. I'm kind of excited about this at this point, that we can hopefully look back on this part of the season 3 or 4 months from now and say, can you believe this team started 0-2 and still found a way to accomplish all their goals? And I think that's what they're thinking about in the building, is all their goals are still right there. It's a long season, a lot of football left to play, but it is a matter of getting back on track, and that has to begin here on Sunday.
Matt, when you look at this game, and obviously we did the numbers earlier, and Mitch told us as well, 32nd, that's where the Giants rank in rushing yards, allowing 177.5 in 2 weeks straight. bigger opportunity here for Pacheco or Bashard Smith?
Well, I think Pacheco has an opportunity to have a big day here in this game. And just 2 years ago against the Jets at MetLife, he had that big 50-yard run against New York, and I'd love a few of those here in this game. I'm sure Mitch talked about it, but the Chiefs are 17th in the NFL in rushing right now, and over half of that is from Patrick Mahomes. That's not exactly the plan. You know, Patrick's great at scrambling, but I'm sure we'd like to have some production from the running back position. And, yeah, I mean, these guys are giving up 177 yards per game on the ground. And it's not just from last week. I know it's easy when you look at week two stats, like was it all just last week in that crazy game against the Cowboys? These guys gave up 220 rushing yards to the Commanders in week one. So there's an opportunity to run the ball here in this game. And really, if you look at the strength of the Giants' defense, it's obviously their defensive front with guys like Thibodeau and Burns, Abdul Carter, Dexter Lawrence. Well, the best way to mitigate a really good pass rush is to run the football. Mm-hmm. And these guys have struggled against the run this year. So that's what I'm hoping for here in this game. Establish the run early. Let's get some consistent gains out of the running back position. Then hopefully put this defense on their heels.
Will they allow the running game to get going early, Matt? Because that's always been my biggest concern, is that like they go first and 10 and we only get 2 yards and that's it on the running game and we bail out of that thing quick. Do you think this is the week where Andy and company allow the running game to get established?
I think there's an opportunity for it, for sure, because of what I just said. I mean, when you have a great pass rush like this, you're not really doing yourself many favors if you're dropping back 50 times against them, because they know what's coming. So I think establishing the run early in this game should be one of the priorities, and I have no doubt that they'll do that. Just a matter of finding success with it early, and that's why I think if maybe early in the game you can get a chunk run here and there, gets the team feeling motivated and going downhill with the run game, we could see some more of it as the game goes on.
Matt, when you look at this game with Patrick Mahomes, obviously he's ran the ball a ton, leads the Chiefs in rushing 2 weeks in a row. He's 16th in the NFL in rushing yards. Not something you know, ideally see this early in the season. Is that more of a trust issue, or is that, because I know he talked the other day about it, when the zones open up, he's going to take advantage of that. But is that more of a trust issue, or is that just more of guys aren't getting open?
Well, I think it's a matter of Patrick Mahomes finding ways to make plays, even if the plays aren't there. And, you know, it's funny. He leads all quarterbacks in rushing yards right now, which is not normally what we'd see. But I think we're seeing more of what he does during the postseason, where he's running the ball and really creating back-breaking plays for the defense, where it's third and eight, and he finds a way to scramble and pick up a first down. I think a lot of it this year, early on, trying to kind of find an offensive identity, particularly with Worthy and Rice both out, has been trying to fire up the team. And if he has an opportunity to scramble and pick up a first down or run a guy over like he did last week, which was awesome, by the way, he's going to do it, because obviously it helps the team in terms of picking up yards, but also it's going to fire the team up. I don't think he necessarily wants to scramble as much as he has been, but I don't think you should ever take that away from him, because it's one of the things that he's best at in the NFL. So I would suspect it's a combination of things. It's the offense trying to figure things out a little bit with some newer and younger players and roles that maybe we didn't think they'd be in early in the year. But hopefully here in this game, he's able to sit in the pocket more and find those guys downfield.
Talking with Matt McMullen of Chiefs.com. What do you expect out of X this week, man? Like Worthy, not the exposition, but Worthy.
Well, we'll find out if he's going to play. We'll hear from Coach Reed here in about 4 hours on his status for this game. You know, it's great news that he's back practicing. And in Brazil, that was a scary situation where just 3 snaps into the game, you lose one of your primary players and you don't know what the outlook is. I think the best news we received last week, even though he didn't play last week, was earlier in the week, Coach Reed said that at this point they're not expecting putting him on IR, not expecting surgery right now. That's great news, because, I mean, I think all of us weren't quite sure what the situation was immediately after Brazil. So we'll see if he plays this week or not, but regardless, for the season-long outlook, I'm just glad that he's back at practice and healthy. And same for Jalen Royals. You know, I'm excited to see what Jalen Royals can do. Hopefully here in this game, if he's able to play. You know, he was a full participant in practice yesterday. First time since training camp, he's been a full participant in practice as he nurses that knee injury. If he can play in this game, excited to see what he can do as well.
Would you like to see similar sort of tactics of the defense against Russell Wilson, where you send the guys 19 times in this game like they did against Jalen Hurts?
Well, the Chiefs are blitzing at the highest rate in the NFL right now. It's at like 45%, which even for Spags is pretty high. I would say any way you can get pressure on Wilson in this game, you have to do it. I'm sure Mitch talked about it earlier, but if you look at that Cowboys game last week for the Giants, just crazy deep ball numbers. I mean, Wilson completed seven passes of at least 25 yards in that game. Most of his career, I mean, this is Russell Wilson we're talking about, loves the deep ball, most he's ever thrown and completed in a single game. He had 450 passing yards in that game. But passing yards aren't always the same, right? It can be a five-yard pass and the receiver breaks off for 50 yards, you get 55 yards as a passer. Well, for Wilson last week, he had 316 yards at the catch point. So he was just throwing it way downfield, and Neighbors and Robinson would make these incredible catches. You can't let that happen in this game. But deep balls develop because the quarterback has time. So we got to find a way to disrupt his timing, get him on the ground, which the Chiefs have done a great job of over the years against Russell Wilson. Because the one main way the Giants scare you offensively is throwing that deep ball to their talented receivers. You can't allow those plays to develop. So got to get some pressure on him any way we can here in this game.
Matt, how do we get our offensive line playing better?
Well, running the football, I think, is the best way to do it. Yeah. Really, any offensive lineman will tell you running the ball early in the game is the best way to establish their dominance up front. Pass blocking is hard. And if you're pass blocking the entire game, it's difficult, again, because the defense knows what's coming. So I think running the ball early in this game and finding some success with it doesn't just move yards and get the offense going in general, but I think it fires the offensive line up and gives them confidence as well.
Matt, one more here for you. Who do you want to see from a leadership standpoint really be a focus in this game when it comes to Chris Jones, Xavier Worthy, Travis Kelce? Out of those three, who do you really want to see step up? Because there's a chance Christian Fulton may not play.
Yeah, well, I'll throw one more in there. How about Trent McDuffie here in this game? Because I think, you know, facing these receivers here and the Giants of Malik Neighbors and Wandale Robinson, mm-hmm. I'm sure he's going to be covering either of those guys quite a bit here in this game. And a great opportunity, I think, for Trent to make some plays, maybe pick off Wilson when he's trying to throw one of those deep balls. Chris Jones, too, though, because the last thing Russell Wilson wants to see is Chris Jones barreling at him at 100 miles an hour when he's trying to wait for one of those deep balls to open. But really, I think this is where you lean on all of your leaders, right? Mahomes, Kelce, the whole group, because, like I said, the resiliency of this team is what makes them so special. And that resiliency comes from your leaders and your guys that have been there before and dealt with tough times and still seen championships on the end of those tough times. I expect this team to come together in a big way on Sunday. And I think it's a great opportunity here on Sunday Night Football with the country watching. You know, everyone who's not a Chiefs fan loves talking about how the Chiefs are their downfall and all of that. Well, this mm-hmm. is a great chance for the Chiefs to remind everyone that we're still here, and I'm pretty fired up about it.
Yeah, you sound it, and I'm not lying about that. Like you sound like you're ready to go, and you've got me ready to strap it on and go out there and play Sunday night. Like, let's do this thing, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Hey, you know, in the preseason, they let me do a few drills, and I was catching some passes, tackling some tackling donuts. I think I did okay.
Yeah.
I think they're not going to put me out there, but at least for what I do, I'm pretty fired up.
I used to ask Vermeil to let me do that kind of stuff, and he always said no, so I'm glad that you got the opportunity to do that. Did anybody hit you going across the middle?
No one hit me, thankfully. It's not too late for you, though, Bob.
I'll do it right now.
Training camp next year, let's get you on some tackling dummies.
I'm 100% in on that. 1,000% in on that. If you tell me to show up there at 9 o'clock, I'm taking reps with the team, I will be there.
You know, when I did it, it wasn't even that hot. It was one of those cool days we had at camp. Uh-huh. But I was wearing shoulder pads and a helmet Ooh. And went through just a variety of drills for like 30 minutes. Not even like the full pads, just shoulder pads and a helmet. And I was just dripping in sweat. I think for me, it gave me more appreciation for what these guys do every single day, because after about 15 minutes, I was like, I think I'll stick to the journalism road.
I'll be on the other side of the field, man. You guys go do your thing out here. I'll go sit in the air-conditioned tent and drink water.
Yeah, and just not have Coach Reed catch me leaning or anything.
No doubt.
You tell your guy Josh that, not me.
Yeah.
Hey, Josh, Matt. Wearing black socks or something. Like, come on, Josh.
Yeah, exactly.
Josh get busted for the wrong color socks? Please tell me that happened.
So I don't know if he has, but I wouldn't be surprised, would you?
No, not at all.
But my first year when I was
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
First year in 2017, I wore black socks, and I didn't hear it from him, but I heard it from someone, and I've never worn black socks to training camp.
Live and learn.
9 years since. You live and learn, that's for sure.
Well, hey, keep doing your fantastic job, Matt. We appreciate you here on the roundtable, and enjoy New York City.
I appreciate you guys. I'll do my best to bring back a win.
Yes, sir.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.